Again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach McDonald.
What's up, Rob? How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. A difficult Saturday for you guys. 36-25 loss at home to UAlbany. As you've gone back and looked at that one, give me your breakdown of what happened.
Yeah, it's almost like it was a tale of two halves. We played pretty well in the first half. We had 22-0. Thought right at the end of the half, Albany did a hell of a job. They put together a two-minute drive, went down the field, put a ball in the end zone, scored, make it 22-7. They come back and score, and early in the second half, caught us in a blitz, and Hanks just took off and made a long run against us. We didn't execute in the red zone very well at the end. We didn't get a drive. We got to the third, to the 1 yard line, to the goal line, didn't get in on three straight ties, took a field goal. They played downhill on us. I give a lot of credit to Greg and that team. I knew that they were a good team. I knew they were so much improved from where they've been in this league to watch you doing it. And I knew that Hanks was a terrific runner. He broke tackles. He made people. He carried us, you know, and he was an outstanding back, you know. And you keep looking in this league at the kids week in and week out. Every team has somebody that's a special player, and he was very special on Saturday against us.
I was going to say, because you guys have been very successful stopping people in the run for most of the season. You've stopped, you've talked about all the good backs in this conference, and there's a ton of them. You've had some success. Was it just that ability to break tackles that was the difference, or their offensive line, or a little bit of both?
Combination of all that stuff, man. They did a good job in the offensive line. They got into us, and, you know, our eyes weren't where they needed to be. You know, the runs that turned into 20 and 40-yard runs are runs that we have kept to 6 to 8 yards with some tackling. You know, so we missed tackles. They did a great job of knocking people off the ball. They made enough, you know, passes when they had to make it to put us on our heels. They executed what they did better than what we do. So, you know, when that happens, and then you have a great back like Hanks running with the football who can make people miss, now becomes the problems get magnified, and that's what happened on Saturday.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we got a couple in queue if you'll get this for us, Leah.
Your first question comes from the line of Larry Mahoney with Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Doing well, Larry. What's going on?
Good, good. Hey, just a couple quick questions. Cam Shorey, a kid from up this way,
yep.
Can you talk about him and what he's meant? And then Crossan, I know, with a concussion syndrome, what's his availability for Saturday?
Well, I'll start with Crossan. Not sure, you know, that I haven't seen him today. He felt better yesterday. Felt pretty clear. Again, this concussion protocol thing is going to take its course all throughout this week. I'm not sure exactly what will happen, but hopefully we'll have him for Thursday's practice and then possibly for Saturday. As for Cam Shorey, you know, one of the great ones we got out of Maine. And the kid has done nothing but get better, you know, week in and week out this season and year in and year out as a football player for us. Besides being an athletic kid who can run and track people down and rush the passer, he has now become a really physical defensive end, and just really proud of the way he's improved over his 4.5 years in this program, the way he's gotten better. And, you know, he's a terrific kid who has just given us an awful lot on the defensive side of the football.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Mike Lowe with Portland Press Herald.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good, Mike. How you doing?
Good, good. Just wondering, when you look at Maine and what Joe has done this year with that team, what do you see that impresses you and what they're doing this year?
Well, first of all, I'm impressed how hard they play. And I've always been impressed how hard they play. You know, whether Kai's been there or Joe, and Joe's defenses that have played in that game, you know, over the period of time that he's been there, they play really, really hard. What I'm really impressed with is how hard, how well they're playing on the offensive side of the ball as well. They got a couple young kids that are just, you know, really good football players. You knew that Mike Wright was a good football player, but Ernst Edwards, you know, has turned into a hell of a football player as a freshman. Josh Mack, their offensive line has become very physical. They're the old main offensive line knocking people off the ball. I think the way they're attacking people is much more well designed. They do some great jobs taking shots down the field with their skill guys. They put you in some tough situations with the run game with numbers. I think Jeremy Solomon, again, he's a 6'3", 265-pound tight end. You know, he's only caught 10 balls, but they've been huge balls. He's a physical blocker at the point of attack. You know, so the defense has always been there. You know, and you watch Maine, that's what we hang a hat on, in the way they fly around and play it. They got their offense playing that way right now. And, you know, it's very reminiscent of the team, I think it was 2014, how well they were on both sides of the ball. You know, he's done a terrific job of getting those kids geared up to play. You know, the first three games of the season against UConn, Toledo, and JMU, probably the best three teams they played. And then they come out of that and win five or six straight, and then have a tough loss against Villanova and go down to Stony Brook and own them. It's really a character, you know, and I was listening to the call, you know, about the seven or eight wins, you know, six wins by 7 points left. That talks about some kids who really, really have a bought in for everything they want to do up there. Just can't wait to get up there and play them.
This game is obviously a huge rivalry game, and now there are some extra implications. Does that add to this game in terms of, you know, the playoffs for really both of you?
I've been doing this for a long time, and there's been a lot of reasons why you play this game. There's only one to us, and that's to beat Maine and get the Musk and keep it here. You can talk about all these other things. It shouldn't mean anything to anybody because it's our number one rival. It's our arch rival, you know, and it's playing for the Musket. So that's the thought process we got. We go up there. Again, if something happens after that, that's great. If it doesn't, and we win and beat Maine, that'd be a great thing.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tom.
No problem.
Sean, you talked about playing for that Musket. What makes this rivalry so good? You've obviously been involved in a bunch of them.
Yeah, everybody knows each other. You know, I mean, we're the farthest point north in the CAA. And, you know, Joe and his staff know us. We've recruited Liam Cohn. You know, we know all these guys up there. Our kids know who their kids are. They get kids from the same areas that we do. You know, that's what's great. And again, we take great pride in the northern part of the CAA, and especially, you know, it's New Hampshire, Maine. When Kazi's in it, we've always talked about it, me and him, being whenever we beat somebody down south, you really felt good about it because it had validity what we have up here.
I'm going to go back to Saturday a little bit. You mentioned that Dalton suffered the concussion, but Trayvon Bryant comes in and stepped up for you, 112 yards on 18 carries. How well did he play for you on Saturday?
He played the way he's been playing all year. Whenever he's been called upon, he's been very, very effective with the ball in his hands, very, very positive yardage, very few negative yardage plays. He caught the ball very well. Trayvon's a good football player. You know, unfortunately for Trayvon, like a lot of guys in this league that are really good running backs, there's usually somebody on your team that's a better football player. It's a little bit older, and that's what's happened to him along the way. You know, I was very proud of the way Trayvon reacted and got in there and went. I thought Donald Goodrich played well when he was in there for us. So, you know, if Cross is not there, you know, I feel comfortable with Bryant and Goodrich and Evan Gray, another running back for us. We feel pretty good about those guys.
What are going to be some of the keys for you on Saturday going against that? You've talked about how good that main defense is. What would you like to see from your offense? What are some of the keys for you?
First, they got to hang on to the ball. Keep it in our hands. Can't give them opportunities to have more opportunities on offense. They do a great job of running to the ball, and he is right. They have improved drastically. They're tackling over the last six, seven games. They're downhill playing. We got to be able to sustain blocks. We got to be able to protect the quarterback, and then we got to make some plays in open spaces.
All right, Sean, thanks for your time this morning and all year long. Maybe we'll talk again next Monday, but if not, thanks for your time all season.
All right, Rob, take care.
Take care.